Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord I speak.
从耶稣圣名讲话。
Today we will study the topic Son of Encouragement for our mutual edification.
今朝用题目劝慰之同大家互相勉励。
We know that the true church is the revived church of the apostolic times.
我知道我的教会是复兴时代的教会。
And from what happened to the church in the New Testament times?
在新约时代，在发生在教会的事件。
And from the actions and behavior of the members.
同埋一啲新约嘅人物，佢嘅事迹同埋动作。
We can learn many lessons.
我哋可以得到好多教训。
And these lessons can be good encouragement for us today.
而呢啲教训可以作为我哋今日好好嘅鼓励。
And it can show us how to be good examples as Christians today.
可以作为我哋今日点样作为基督徒一个好嘅榜样。
As well as show us how to glorify God and benefit man.
同埋我哋点样去荣神益人。
So the Bible character that we're going to study was called the Son of Encouragement.
我今日从圣经中学习嘅人物系劝慰子。
The Greek word for encourage may be translated as many different things.
希腊文呢个劝慰可以翻译做成几个意思。
For example, to comfort or console.
譬如话可以翻译成为安慰或者系慰问。
Or to entreat or implore.
或者系请求、恳求。
To counsel or urge or challenge.
去劝告。催促或者是提醒。
And in English, the word encourage means to put courage in.
英文这个劝勉是解住加上一些鼓励。
And it means inputting some advice or inspiration or power to make another person perform better.
也解住说我们可以将一些劝告或者一些想法或者力量加去另一个人，令他做得更加好。
So to encourage can mean to build up.
所以劝慰都可以解处去建立人哋。
So from the softer sense of encourage, it can mean to comfort or to reassure.
所以由软体方面，我哋可以解作劝慰，可以解作去安慰或者使人去放心。
Ranging to a stronger sense of to challenge or to admonish.
而比较强啲嘅解释就系去提醒或者系警告。
So therefore, amongst believers.To encourage someone can mean to comfort them or to challenge them.
所以对于信徒来讲，我们去劝慰人可以解住我们去安慰或者去提醒。
And to challenge them with the word of God and comfort them with the word of God.
然后用神的话来去安慰或者是提醒人。
So that person is motivated to lead a Christian life and continue following God.
所以令到他可以继续过做属灵的生活或者是跟随住。
So to encourage can be an instrument of grace.
所以去劝慰是一个属灵上一个工具。
But it can only work if it is done out of love and compassion.
但是这个只可以只是出于怜悯或者是爱心才可以成功。
And not done out of judgment or accusation.
而不是出于判决或者是指控。
So who was this son of encouragement?
咁呢个劝慰子系边个咧？
His name was Barnabas.
佢嘅名叫巴拿巴。
And he's a very good role model for us today.
而系亦都系作为我哋今日好好嘅榜样。
His virtues and the way these virtues influence the people around him are a good example for us in the church.
佢嘅美德或者系佢个美德影响到人咧，作为我哋今日好好一个好好嘅教训。
Let's look at the background of Barnabas first.
我先嚟睇巴拿巴當時嘅背景。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
我哋睇《使徒行傳》第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行傳第四章。
Acts chapter 4 verses 32 to 35.
使徒行傳第四章32節到35節。
Acts chapter 4 verse 32 to 35.
《使徒行傳》第四章32節到35節。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西一样是自己的，都是大家共用。使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。34節。那中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，各人照各人所需用的分给各人。
So at that time in the apostolic church, the gospel was spreading rapidly.
在当时使徒时代的教会，他们福音传得非常之快。
Many people had come to believe.
很多人来到相信主。
And full of faith, they were of one heart and one mind.
他们充满信心的，他们一心一意。
They willingly sold all they had and shared it with the brethren.
他们愿意去将他们所有的房产来卖，然后分给大家用。
Let's read verses 36 and 37.
我们看36节、37节。
Verses 36 and 37.
对，36节和37节。36节。有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。他有田地也卖了，把贱人拿来放在使徒脚前。
So we see here that Barnabas's real name was Joseph.
这里我们见到巴拿巴的原本名叫做约瑟。
And he was from Cyprus.
他是由居比路来的。
And he was a Levite.
而他是一个利未人。
So he was a Jew who would have been familiar with the traditional laws of Moses.
所以他原本是一个犹太人，他非常之熟悉犹太教。
Yet he had accepted the new gospel of Jesus.
他亦都接受了主耶稣这个福音。
And he had joined the apostolic church.
然后他加入了使徒时代的教会。
Not only that, he was very fervent and well known amongst the brethren.
不单止这样，他还非常之热心，而且是很多弟兄姊妹都很认识他。
Because in verse 36, the apostles called Barnabas the son of encouragement.
因为36节都记载了巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。
Therefore, Barnabas must have been well known as a person who was always encouraging others.
所以巴拿巴是非常之出名的一个人，因为他经常都能够劝慰其他人。
So how did he encourage?
那他怎样去劝慰其他人呢？
And what lessons about encouragement can we learn from Barnabas?
咁从巴拿巴佢劝慰，我哋可以学得到咩嘅教训呢
？First of all, he encouraged by setting a good example.
第一，佢劝慰其他人，藉住佢自己设立榜样。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 32.
我哋请睇四章嘅32节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 32.
使徒行传四章嘅三十二节。那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西一样是自己的，都是大家共用。
So here tells us that the believers were of one heart and one mind.
这里记载了他们当时他们信徒都是一心一意。
They shared everything they had.
他们将他们所有的都跟大家分享。
They sold their property and offered it to the church.
然后他们卖了他们的房产去奉献给教会。
And then in verse 37,
然后在37节。
Verse 37, here it says that Barnabas too sold a field and he brought the money and put it at the disciples' feet.
因为讲到巴拿巴，他自己都将田地卖了，将家人拿放在使徒脚前。
So Barnabas must have been a wealthy man, yet he was willing to offer all of it to God.
所以巴拿巴是一个有钱的人，他能够将他所拥有的奉献给神。
And while preaching to others, he led by his own example.
他藉著傳揚主耶穌的福音，然後他可以以身作則。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
我們請再看使徒行傳第11章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行傳第11章。
Verse 24.
第24節。
Verse 24.
第24節。使徒行傳11章24節。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
So here tells us that Barnabas was a good man.
因为讲到巴拿巴原是好人。
He was full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
他被圣灵充满，大有信心。
And a great number of people were brought to the Lord because of him.
亦都因为他好多人要归服咗主。
He had a good reputation.
他有一个好好嘅名声。
And this good reputation helped him to bring people to the Lord.
这个好的名声让他可以将很多人来带到主的面前。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
我再来看箴言。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言第22章。
Chapter 22.
第22章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1.
箴言22章第一节。
Here it says, a good name is more desirable than great riches.
要讲到美名胜过大财。
And to be esteemed is better than silver or gold.
恩宠强如金银。
So as a Christian,
所以作為基督徒
It's important that we are like Barnabas
我們要從巴拿巴來到學習
That we can maintain the virtues of the Lord
我們可以學習主的美德
So that when we preach to others or encourage others there is power in what we are saying
當我們傳揚福音或者是勸勉其他人時我們能夠有能力 去做
And as a child of God, we should also demonstrate the nature of God.
作為神的兒女，我們亦都有責任去表示我們是神的兒女。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
我們看馬太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
馬太福音第七章。
Verses 16 to 18.
第十六節到十八節。
Matthew chapter 7.
馬太福音第七章。
Verses 16 to 18.
第十六節到十八節。馬太福音第七章第十六節憑著他們的果子就可以認出他們來荊棘上豈能摘葡萄呢蒺藜裏豈能摘無花果呢這樣凡好樹都結好果子唯獨壞樹結壞果子十八節好樹不能結壞果子壞樹不能結好果子
So therefore we should show others that we are a Christian by what we do
所以我們要藉著我們所做的告訴人我們是基督徒
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 5
我們再來看馬太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16
馬太福音第五章十六節
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16
馬太福音第五章十六節十六節你們的光也當這樣照在人前叫他們看見你們的好行為便將榮耀歸給你們天上的父
So by letting our light shine before men,
所以藉著我們我們的光照在人的前面
It means that we are showing them the Christian virtues and qualities.
這樣藉著就可以看到基督徒的一些的美德
And when others see that,
當人們見到我們的行為
they will know that we are a Christian and they will see that believing in the Lord is good.
他們會見到這些行為然後覺得信主是好的
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我們再來看彼得前書
1 Peter
彼得前書
chapter 2
第二章
1 Peter chapter 2 verses 11 to 12.
彼得前書第二章十一節到十二節
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11 to 12.
彼得前書第二章十一節到十二節十一節親愛的弟兄啊你們是客旅是寄居的我勸你們要禁戒肉體的私欲這私欲是與靈魂爭戰的你們在外邦人中應當品行端正叫那些毀謗你們是作惡的因看見你們的好行為便在鑑察的日子歸榮耀給神
So we know that it is important for us to glorify God before others
所以這裡我們藉著我們的榜樣我們要去榮耀神
So we know that Barnabas had a good reputation.
所以我們知道巴拿巴有一個好的名聲。
And we should also try to have a good reputation.
我們都要有一個好的名聲。
How do we get that good reputation?
我們怎樣可以得到一個好的名聲呢?
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我們看箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 3 to 4.
箴言第三章第三節到第四節
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 3 to 4
箴言第三章第三節到第四節第三節不可使慈愛誠實離開你要是在你頸項上刻在你心板上四節這樣你必和神 你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩寵有聰明
So if we are filled with love for God and man
所以當我們對神有愛同埋對人有愛
And we are faithful to the teachings of God.
而且我們對於主的教訓有信心。
Then we will do the right thing.
咁我就會做正確的事。
And there will be no conflict between our public life and our personal life.
所以喺我哋公開嘅場合或者係我哋私人嘅生活就唔會有唔一致嘅地方。
But why is our reputation important?
但係點解我哋嘅名聲咁重要呢？
When we become a child of God.
當我們是神的兒女
Our character and personality becomes related to God
我們個人的品行就跟神有掛鈎
And people may judge what God is like because of us
人哋就会藉住我哋所做嘅嚟到去判断神系点样嘅。
And through what we say or what we do，
藉住我哋所讲，藉住我哋所做嘅。
Because we are telling them that we are Christians，
因为我哋话俾人听，我哋系基督徒。
So what kind of God would we worship if we do bad things or we are not good to others？
如果我哋对人唔好或者系做错事嘅话，我哋敬拜嘅神系点样嘅神呢？
Let's look at 2 Corinthians。
我哋请睇哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians。
哥林多后书。第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 20。
哥林多后书第五章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20。
哥林多后书第五章第二十节。
It says here that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
二十节，所以我们作基督徒、基督的使者，就好像神藉我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
God likened being a Christian to being an ambassador of God.
主耶稣要我哋好似作基督嘅使者一样。
Therefore, as an ambassador of Christ,
所以我哋作为基督嘅使者，
we have to be careful that we maintain the good name of Christ.
我哋要好小心，我哋要维持主耶稣神嘅好名。
Just like diplomats will watch their own behavior so it does not reflect badly on their country.
就好似一啲外交官，佢哋要做一啲好嘅行为，如果唔系佢哋会影响咗佢国家嘅声誉。
So Barnabas was a good ambassador for Christ.
所以巴拿巴系一个好好嘅基督嘅使者。
He was known as a good man and full of the Spirit and faith.
佢一个好人，佢圣灵充满，大有信心。
He was also known to encourage others.
亦都好出名去点样去劝慰其他人。
And he was a person of integrity.
佢亦都系一个好正直嘅人。
And because of his influence, many people came to believe in God.
亦都系佢嘅影响，好多人嚟到去相信主。
And also because of Barnabas's reputation.
亦都系因为巴拿巴佢好嘅名声。
He was encouraged to have responsibility, and people trusted him.
亦都佢可以藉住咁样嚟到去俾责任佢，然后相信佢。
During the apostolic times, many believers in the Jerusalem church were persecuted.
喺使徒时代嘅时候，好多喺耶路撒冷嘅信徒都被迫害。
And they were scattered to many different places.
然后佢哋分散咗好多嘅地方。
And in Antioch, a church was established.
系当时安提阿教会建立。
And that's in northern Syria.
喺敘利亞嘅北部。
There many Greeks joined the church as well.
亦都有好多希列人嚟到去加入呢个教会。
And there was a divide between the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians.
但系当时喺一啲嘅犹太嘅基督徒或者系非犹太人嘅基督徒有分歧。
And Barnabas was sent to pastor the church in Antioch.
然后巴拿巴被派去嚟到牧养安提阿教会。
Let's read Acts chapter 11.
我哋睇《使徒行传》十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Chapter 11 verses 27 to
30. 使徒行传十一章二十七节到三十节。
Acts chapter 11 verses 27 to 30.
使徒行传十一章二十七节到三十节。二十七节，当那些日子有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提俄，内中有一位名叫亚加布，站起来藉着圣灵指明天将有大饥荒，这是到格鲁刁年间，果然有了。二十九节，于是门徒定义照各人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。三十节，他们就这样行，把捐款托巴拿巴和扫罗，送到众长老那里。
So here says that the Antioch church were mainly Gentiles.
所以安提阿教会当时系主要系外邦人嘅基督徒。
And they sent donations to the mother church in Jerusalem, which were mainly Jews.
佢哋当时将捐款交俾喺耶路撒冷嘅教会，当时系主要系一啲嘅犹太人。
And this gift helped to increase the bond and understanding between the churches.
呢啲 帮助了、建立了教会互相的关系。
And it was Barnabas and Saul who were trusted with this important task.
而巴拿巴和扫罗是被人相信，然后做这个重要的工作。
And also later on in Acts chapter 13.
然后之后记载了在第十三章。
Acts chapter 13 verses 1-5.
第十三章的一至五节。
We see that Saul or Paul and Barnabas were chosen for a special mission.
见到巴拿巴同埋保罗佢被差遣一个好重要工作。
Let's read chapter 13 verses 1-5.
请睇第十三章嘅一节到第五节。使徒传十三章第一节，所提亚的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西缅。古尼奈人路求与分封王希律同样的马年并扫罗，他们奉侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所作的工。第三节，于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。到了撒拉米，就在犹太人各会堂里传讲神的道，也有约翰在他们的帮手。
So by his good example, Barnabas truly encouraged others.
所以藉住佢做一个好嘅榜样，巴拿巴能够去真正嘅劝慰其他人。
And he was trusted to carry out the work of God.
然后佢被相信，然后做神嘅工作。
And he was able to benefit man and glorify God.
而佢真系可以荣神益人。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4.
我们请看彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
彼得前书第四章十一节。
Verse 11 it says here, If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides.So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
十一节，若有人讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。要神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀权能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
So we should ask ourselves.
所以我哋要问下自己。
Do I set a good example for God?
我哋系咪为神嚟作一个好嘅榜样呢
？And in front of others, am I a good ambassador for God?
我哋喺人哋面前，我哋系咪一个好嘅基督嘅使者呢
？So the second point is that Barnabas encouraged others by believing in them.
第二点，我哋睇巴拿巴佢作为劝慰者，藉住佢嚟到去相信佢，相信人哋。
To believe in someone is a very important thing.
相信人哋一个非常之重要嘅事。
Often when things are going wrong in our lives.
当我哋生活时候面对有啲困难。
Or if we're encountering some difficulties or challenges.
或者我哋遇到挫折，或者系一啲考验。
It simply helps when someone says, "I care about you and I believe in you."
当有人同我哋讲话，我好关心你，我好相信你，这个系帮助到我哋好多。
So I remember that when I was younger, I would get depressed because of my studies or because I couldn't find a job.
我记得以前嘅时候我觉得好唔开心，因为我学业上或者系工作上面遇到呢啲困难。
And my father would say, "Nothing can stand in the way of my daughter."
然后我爸爸就会同我讲话，冇人可以阻止我个女儿。
And these words were very encouraging to me.
这个系对我系非常之大嘅鼓励。
Because he was telling me that he believed in me.
因为佢咁样讲系话俾我听，佢好相信我。
And I'm sure that if we think about it, we have all had similar experiences.
如果我哋谂下嘅话，我哋亦都有咁嘅经历。
And if not, then it is something that we can do for others.
如果我哋冇咁嘅经历，我哋都可以做呢样嘢向其他人。
We don't need to wait for others to encourage us.
我哋唔需要等人哋去鼓励我哋。
Instead, we can look for opportunities to encourage others.
而系我哋要去揾机会去劝慰其他人。
And especially amongst the church brethren.
但尤其在教会的弟兄姊妹中间。
Mutual appreciation and encouragement is very important.
我们互相的鼓励和劝勉是非常重要的。
As no one can understand what it is like to be a Christian in today's world except another Christian. As no one can understand what it is like to be a Christian in this world.
没人知道基督徒在这个生活是怎样的。
Except another Christian.
除非是另一个基督徒他才明白。
Although the church as the body of Christ is perfect.
虽然教会作为基督徒的基督的身体是要完全。
But the church as a group of members is still striving to be perfect.
但是我们作为教会的一份子，我们不断地去追求完全。
Therefore, it is only natural that due to our human nature,
所以作为一个人的本性，
people might sometimes criticize instead of encouraging.
很多人都不是去鼓励而去批评。
And they may ignore or be negative to others instead of building up others.
可能他们会不理会其他人，或者是对其他人有负面的意见，而不是去建立其他人。
Or they may be concerned with their own matters instead of being aware of others and open to others.
可能有很多人不是关心其他人，而是只是顾自己的事。
So here's a story to illustrate this point.
所以这里有一个故事来到去解释这一点。
A group of frogs were traveling through the woods.
有一班的青蛙，他们过森林。
But two of them fell into a deep pit.
但其中两只跌咗落去深坑里边。
All of the other frogs gathered around the pit.
其他的青蛙都围住这个坑。
When they saw how deep the pit was, they told the two frogs that they were as good as dead.
当他见到这个坑是这么深的时候，他们叫他你不如放弃吧。
The two frogs ignored the comments and they tried to jump out of the pit with all their might.
然后这两只跌落深坑的青蛙，他们不停地用力去跳出来。
But the other frogs kept telling them, stop, it's no use, you're as good as dead.
但其他的青蛙告诉他，你放弃吧，没用的。
Finally, one of the two frogs listened and he gave up.
其中一只青蛙，他真的听了这个意见，然后就放弃了。
And he fell down and died.
然后跌落去深坑，然后就死了。
But the other frog, however, he continued to jump as hard as he could.
但是另一只呢，他不断地去用力去跳。
Once again, the other frogs yelled at him and told him to stop.
其他的青蛙也都叫他继续去，你停吧，没用的，你放弃。
They said, what's the point of going on?
你这样做有什么用呢？
But the frog in the pit jumped even harder.
然后，但是这个青蛙他更加去用力去跳。
And he jumped harder and finally he made it out of the pit.
他最终他用力的跳，跳了出来了。
And the other frog said to him, didn't you hear us?
然后其他的青蛙跟他说，你没听到我 说什么吗？
We were shouting at you to give up because you were as good as dead.
我们叫你放弃，因为你始终都会死的。
And the frog replied.
然后那只青蛙就回答吧。
Oh, was that what you were saying?
你这样说啊，原来。
Oh, I'm a little deaf.
我有点撞聋的。
And I thought you were shouting encouragement to me all that time.
我以为你不停地鼓励我，叫我跳出来。
So that's why I tried as hard as I could.
所以我就用尽我所能地跳出来了。
So this is also what happened to the Apostle Paul in his early days.
这个也是发生在当时使徒时代的保罗。
Before he was called Saul, and he was a great persecutor of the church.
之前他是叫做扫罗，他是一个迫害基督徒的人。
But in Acts chapter 9,
但在使徒行传第九章，
the Lord appeared to him in a vision, and he believed in the Lord.
主在一个异象出现，然后叫他相信，要改变。
Then he tried to join the church because he was zealous to preach the gospel.
他尝试去加入教会，因为他很热心去传扬主的福音。
But the believers did not encourage him.
但是当时的信徒并没有去鼓励他。
Let's read Acts chapter 9.
请参考使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9, verses 19 to 26.
使徒行传第九章第十九节。
Acts chapter 9 verses 19 to 26.
使徒行传第九章十六节到二十六节，十九节到二十六节。使徒行传第九章十九节，十九节。 喺火饭上见撞了苏罗和大马士革的门徒同住了些日子。二十节，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。二十一节，凡听见人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷查看求告者名的，不是这人吗？并且他到这里来，不要捆绑他们，带到祭司长那里。但扫罗越发有能力，获到住大马士革的大犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。二十三节，过了好些日子，犹太人商议要杀扫罗，但他们的计谋被扫罗知道了，他们又昼夜在城门守候，欲杀他。二十五节，他的门徒就在夜间用筐子把他从城墙下垂下去。二十六节，扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。
But then Barnabas appeared and spoke up for Saul.
然后巴拿巴就出现来到去与扫罗见面。
Maybe at first Barnabas was wary of Saul.
可能当时巴拿巴对扫罗都是有点慎防他。
But Barnabas believed in Saul's testimony.
但巴拿巴他相信扫罗所作的见证。
He believed that if God had chosen him, then it must be God's will.
他相信如果是主耶稣来到拣选他的，一定是有神的旨意。
Therefore, he should help Saul.
所以他亦都要帮助扫罗。
Let's continue and read verses 27 to 31.
我继续看下去27节到31节。
Verse 27 to 31.
二十七节到三十一节，唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎样看见主，主怎样向他说话，他在大马士革怎样奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。二十八节，于是扫罗在耶路撒冷和门徒出入来往，奉主的名放胆传道，并与说希腊话的犹太人讲论辩驳。他们却想法子要杀他，弟兄们知道了，就送他下海撒利亚，打发他往大扫去。三十一节，那时犹太加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
We know that later on Saul became the apostle Paul.
我知道扫罗后来变成使徒保罗。
He became a great worker of the Lord.
他作为主一个很重要的工人。
And he wrote 13 books in the New Testament.
他都在新约那里写了13本书。
And he became an example for many.
他都作为很多人的榜样。
We can imagine that if Barnabas did not have the love and faith to believe in Paul,
如果你试想一下，巴拿巴当时没有这么爱心和信心去相信保罗。
And if he had not encouraged him,
他也没办法去鼓励他。
What would have happened to Paul?
有什么事情 在保罗身上发生呢？
Barnabas encouraged others by believing in them and speaking up for them.
巴拿巴安慰人藉着来到相信其他人和为他们来发言。
And he did this for Paul.
他也这样为保罗而做。
He also did this for his cousin Mark.
他也为他的亲戚马可来做。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4 verse 10.
我睇哥罗西书第四章十节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 10.
哥罗西书第四章十节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 10.
哥罗西书第四章十节。第四章十节，与我一同坐监的哈利达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他又到了你们那里，你们就接待他。
So here tells us that Mark was the cousin of Barnabas.
所以要讲到马可是巴拿巴的表弟。
And a long time before, Paul and Barnabas became partners and set off teaching and ministering together.
之前巴拿巴同埋保罗系一起出去嚟到去传福音同埋牧养教会。
But, and on one trip, Barnabas decided to take his young cousin, John Mark, along.
有一次巴拿巴愿意带他的表弟约翰马可来到出去传福音。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12, verse 25.
我们参考一下《使徒行传》十二章二十五节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 25.
使徒行传十二章二十五节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 25.
《使徒行传》十二章二十五节， 巴拿巴和扫罗办完了他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
Let's also look at chapter 13, verse 5.
再睇十三章嘅第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
十三章五节、五节。到了撒拉米，就在犹太人各会堂里传讲神的道，也有约翰作他们的帮手。
Then look at verse 13.
我再睇十三节。
Verse 13.
十三章十三节。十三节，保罗和他的同人从帕弗开船，来到庞菲利亚的别家，约翰就离开他们回耶路撒冷去。
So here it says that John Mark left them at during the journey.
呢度记载咗大马可啊，佢离开咗喺传福音当中，佢离开咗佢哋。
Perhaps he was homesick or afraid or ill.
可能佢啊害怕啊思乡或者佢病咗。
Later when Paul and Barnabas split up, because Barnabas wanted to give John Mark another chance.
啊，后来保罗同埋巴拿巴佢哋分开咗，因为巴拿巴佢想俾啊马可多个机会。
Let's look at chapter 15 verses 36 to 40.
我哋再睇十五章嘅三十六节到四十节。
Chapter 15 verses 36 to 40.
十五章嘅三十六节到四十节。使徒行传十五章三十六节。过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说：我们可以回到从前宣传主道的国城，看望弟兄们境况如何。三十七节，巴拿巴有意带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去作工，就以为不可带他去，于是二人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往塞浦路斯去。四十节，保罗拣选了西拉也出去，望弟兄们把他们交在主的恩中。
So here Barnabas believed in John Mark and gave him another opportunity.
所以呢度巴拿巴佢相信马可，然后再俾马可另一个机会。
And later on, we know that John Mark went on to write the Gospel of Mark.
因为我知道马可佢写马可福音。
And he became a great worker in the church.
佢都系教会一边好重要的工人。
And even Paul praised him as well.
而且后来保罗都称赞马可。
And we can see that in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11.
我哋可以从
2 Timothy
提摩太后书
chapter 4
第四章
verse 11
第十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11。
提摩太后书第四章嘅第十一节。提摩太后书第四章十一节十一节。若有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
So Barnabas encouraged others by giving them opportunities.
所以巴拿巴佢劝慰人，藉住俾人哋机会。
And he did not seek glory or honor for himself.
佢唔寻求荣耀俾自己。
Instead, he supported people because he believed it was the will of God.
佢因为藉住佢相信呢个系神嘅旨意，佢能够去支持其他人。
And he saw that these people could serve God.
亦都因为相信呢啲人可以服侍主。
And Barnabas was someone who really did work for the glory of God.
而且巴拿巴真系可以为咗神嘅荣耀而去做工。
And not for his own personal benefits.
唔系为佢自己个人嘅益处。
What Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31-33, could be written about Barnabas.
在哥林多前书的十章三十一节到三十七节、三十三节，可能系就系记载咗保罗点样写巴拿巴。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我哋睇哥林多前书第十章
，verses 31-33，
三十一节到三十三节。哥林多前书第十章三十一节。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的处，只求众人的处，叫他们得救。
So, what else can we learn about Barnabas?
我哋从巴拿巴身上最学习啲乜嘢咧？
We know that he is a man of faith and spirit.
我知道巴拿巴是一个充满信心和圣灵充满的人。
Because he has the virtues of the Holy Spirit, he is able to show it to others.
因为他有圣灵充满，他可以作为其他人的榜样。
It tells us in Romans that encouraging is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书那里记载了劝化是一个属灵的一个恩赐。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8.
我们参考一下罗马书十二章六至八节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8.
罗马书十二章第六节到第八节。罗马书十二章第六节，当我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或作执事，就当专一执事；或作教导的，就当专一教导；或作劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
So if we know that a good tree will bear good fruits,
我知道一个好嘅树先会结好嘅果子。
Therefore, one who is filled with the Holy Spirit will be able to encourage others.
所以当一个人有圣灵嘅时候，佢可以能够劝化其他人。
And also, we can encourage others if we have experienced encouragement ourselves.
我哋亦都靠住我哋曾经嚟到去劝勉自己，可以将来劝勉人。
It doesn't just mean the encouragement or comfort from people.
我哋唔係淨係從人嗰度得到一啲安慰同埋鼓勵。
It can also mean the encouragement that comes from God。
亦都係藉住神賜俾我哋嘅勸勉。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1。
哥林多後書。
2 Corinthians chapter 1。
哥林多後書第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5。
哥林多後書第一章第三節到第五節。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5。
哥林多后书第一章第三节到第五节。第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。第五节，我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
So to encourage somebody, we should begin by looking at our spiritual lives.
所以我哋喺勸慰人之前，我哋要睇下我哋屬靈嘅生活。
We should be aware of how God comforts us.
我哋要留意下神點樣去安慰我哋。
And encourages us.
或者係點樣去鼓勵我哋。
Then we will know how to encourage others in the Lord.
咁我哋就可以喺主裏邊嚟到勸勉人哋。
Encouraging does not just mean, oh, you poor thing, you're saying to somebody, taking pity on them.
勸慰人的時候不只是告訴你，跟人說你很慘，你遇到這樣的事。
If needed, encouragement can also be helping others to examine themselves.
如果需要的話，勸慰人也是要去幫助人去讓他自己去反省。
It could even extend to mutual admonishment.
甚至可以互相嚟到去警惕。
And if it's done out of love, the person will see the benefit of what we are saying.
如果出于爱心嘅话，嗰人会喺你身上得到益处。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
我哋参考哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Verses 16 to 17。
第十六节到十七节。哥罗西书第三章十六至十七节。十六节，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂诗、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心比恩感，歌颂神。十七节，无论作什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主的名，藉着他感谢父神。
So we have learned from the example of Barnabas there are many different ways of encouraging others.
So we in Barnabas 身上學習到很多怎樣去勸慰人的方法。
And we know that to encourage starts from ourselves and being aware of how others have encouraged us.
我們由從自己開始來到去明白到怎樣去勸慰其他人。
And we see that Encouragement can take many different forms.
我知道勸慰人可以喺唔同嘅方法去做。
But it should be done out of love.
但係所有嘅都要出於愛心。
And by encouraging others, we can glorify God.
我哋咁樣去勸慰人，亦都可以得到啊神，亦都可以得到榮耀。
And we can benefit others.
亦都可以讓人得到益處。
Barnabas encouraged by his words.
啊，巴拿巴藉住人，藉住佢啊，佢自己嘅話語。
And by speaking up for people.
啊，向人發言。
He also encouraged by his actions.
亦都藉住佢所做嘅嚟鼓勵人。
By supporting people and giving them opportunities.
啊，藉住支持人同埋俾人機會。
And mostly he encouraged because he saw it was the will of God.
而且佢可以啊鼓勵人，因為佢見到啊呢個係神嘅旨意。
So in conclusion, we hope that we can all learn from the example of Barnabas.
啊，所以總結，我哋希望我哋可以從巴拿巴身上學習到點樣鼓勵人。
And that we can truly glorify God in what we do and benefit man.
而且喺所我哋所做嘅事可以啊榮耀神同埋啊讓人有益處。
Let's conclude with singing hymn 122.
啊，最後唱詩嘅122首。